Thank you very much, Mr. President. I will try to answer the many recommendations that have been provided and group them in categories. My government is in a position to support the recommendations made on the government moving towards signing and possibly ratifying the remaining core human rights treaties. I would like to elaborate that the matrix that I reference in my opening statement touches on the work that we are doing to identify the departments or agencies to take up that work and the focused areas. On ratifying on submitting our second report on the Convention on the Rights of the Child, my government is in a position to support that. As I presented earlier, we will be starting the drafting of our second report this month. The report on child protection baseline that I also reference in my opening statement will also help us identify the key areas that we need to focus on and focus resources. On violence against women, my government is also in the position to support that, to implement the provisions of CEDAW, and we believe that the Family Health and Safety report that was just completed last October will also help us gather information and focus attention and resources on areas needed. On the recommendations provided or presented on areas requiring constitutional amendment, my government will have to take this. We are not in a position at this time to support that, as that is subject to our constitutional amendment process. I also want to thank you all for the recommendations presented that recognizes our need for technical assistance to help us advance and also address the weaknesses in our public education and advocacy work to address human rights issues. Thank you, Mr. President.